Renee is off today. She's back tomorrow. I've got hosting duties, and we've got a good extra for you today. Chelsea Offutt. She's the Director of Communications with Visit COS, formerly the Colorado Springs Visitors and Convention Center, and the owner of Rocky Mountain Brewery, Dwayne Lujan, joins us. Welcome, both of you, to KRDO.
Thanks for having us.
Good morning.
It's our pleasure. Well, let's talk about something fun today. How about beer?
Beer.
All right.
That's my kind of subject.
So Visit Colorado Springs has launched our third iteration of our completely free Crafts and Drafts Passport. Okay. So this is a digitally based passport that is delivered directly to smartphones. And all we need from people is a first name, last name, and email address. And they will get deals at 21 local breweries, distilleries, wineries, and 2 coffee houses. And the deals are actually good through the end of the year.
Oh, terrific. So yeah. you don't have to hurry up and use it.
No, I mean, you get out there and enjoy it. It is patio season, but you do have the rest of the year to use the deals.
All right. How do I download the app, or what do I need to do when I go to download the app?
Yes. So on your phone, you can go directly to crafts.visitcos.com. Give us a little bit of information. You'll get an email and a text with a direct link to add the passport to your phone.
Terrific. Now, this is we talked about this before, so this is what, year three?
Yes, this is year three.
Okay. How did it go last year?
It's done wonderfully. It's an award-winning campaign. We think it's such a great way to drive traffic from the front range to our local businesses and partners. Mm-hmm. And people like Dwayne see people come in and, you know, provide the passport, and we at least know it's working, and we're really just trying to showcase our local craft beverage scene.
And then since it's come out, we've just had a really nice flow of people using them. So it's a great opportunity to, you know, kick some tires and taste everybody's beers. We're in an age now where it's not 18 varieties of yellow fizzy regional beers. Now there's more beers than Carter has little liver pills. An old saying. But it's been really wonderful. And in our case, we have a buy one, get one free. Some have it, it's just kind of one-time use. We let you keep using it over and over again because we have so many different kinds of beers. So it's really been a wonderful program that they've started.
Now, is it like do you scan a barcode or something on the phone, or just show it to them?
No, so there's a 4-digit code that each separate location has. So you do show them the passport, and each location has that code. And like Dwayne said, some of our participants are doing the offer more than once, so it's reoccurring. So people can actually go into Rocky Mountain Brewery every single day and get a buy one, get one.
You don't need a secret decoder ring or anything. They make it really easy to use, and we give you a code, and you're off drinking beer.
And where are you located, Dwayne?
We're out east, off of Paonia, which is, you take Powers to Galley, go 2 streets east, and then there's a post office there. Make a right, go down to the end of the street. It'll T-bone with Terminal there, and we're on the right-hand side there, kind of light industrial area.
And how long have you been in business?
We just turned 11 Thursday. We're so excited. We're going to be a teenager in a couple of years, and you know. And so, no, we were really happy and excited, all the people that turned out Thursday to kind of help us celebrate. So we're in a really nice place right now. I've had the same people for the duration of it, and so they're really good at what they do.
And is this now live? We can download it. It has begun. Is that right, Chelsea?
Absolutely. Yes, it's happening now, and you can get that passport delivered to your mobile device as soon as you put in your email and name.
All right, terrific. We'll continue in just a couple of moments. You're listening to The Extra. Renee is off today. Chelsea Offutt, Director of Communications, Visit COS. We've also got the owner of Rocky Mountain Brewery, Dwayne Lujan, with us on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. All right. I'm just now going to the Visit COS website, downloading it on my phone, too. I was just seeing how easy it is to download that and get going.
Exactly. You need some free beer in your life.
We've got Chelsea Offutt, Director of Communications with Visit COS, formerly the Colorado Springs Visitors and Convention Bureau, and the owner of Rocky Mountain Brewery, Dwayne Lujan, with us. And I understand that when it comes to different flavors of beer, Dwayne really knows how to mix it up.
He really does. So we went out there about a week ago and had a little happy hour, and I was really excited to try the peanut butter and jelly beer, and it's so good. And really what was great about one of his bartenders was saying, hey, you know, once you drink it and it's cold, it tastes more like grape, but if you let it sit for a little bit, the warmer it gets, it tastes like peanut butter. And it really tasted like a Tootsie Pop. I don't know. It was so good. I was really impressed.
Okay.
Well, I wanted to make a correction. You're giving me all the credit. Nick Hilborn, my head brewer, he has a culinary degree, and Chase and Ediger are really the minds behind the wonderful flavors. I happen to just get the credit for it. So. But no, we have some, like several years ago, I want to say about 7 or 8, time flies now. We entered a key lime cheesecake at the Great American Beer Festival in the experimental category. And we got told it was out of category. It's like, well, you don't have a key lime cheesecake category. But yeah. But it's kind of funny. 6 years later, a key lime pie, not a key lime cheesecake, because that's more difficult, won the experimental category at the Great American. So we just tend to be a little ahead of our time.
I see.
But we do over 300 different flavors. Like right now, we have a peanut butter and jelly on right now, passion fruit, cider-flavored beer. He just has so many crazy concoctions and things that it's actually hard for me to remember all of them at the time.
And the brewery business has really changed over the years. I think back maybe 20, 30 years ago before craft beer really got going. I mean, you just had, maybe 20 different things in the grocery store and take your pick.
Well, yeah, before you had to kind of sell them something with different flavors. And now we're at a point, I kind of like to use the analogy of a baked potato. Okay, a baked potato with some butter on it is just really wonderful. Mm-hmm. But now once you start putting bacon and blue cheese and sour cream and all these other good things, and that's where craft beer is. There's just such a plethora of flavor out there right now. I mean, I don't know. Liquor stores are so packed with so many options. It's unreal. When we first started, there was just 4 of us in town. And so, Now it's just, I call it a modern day gold rush. It's just a liquid gold rush.
Mm-hmm. How important is the water?
We are so blessed. We have very nice, beautiful, neutral water here that we don't really have to treat it very much. So, again, that's why everybody in Colorado, we have mountain spring water. I think Coors uses it quite a bit. We're extremely blessed to have such good water here.
Okay, and how many, again, are participating this year?
21 total participants, and that includes breweries, 3 wineries, and 2 coffee houses, as well as distilleries.
And you can use it to the end of the year, the discounts.
You can, yes. The discounts are good through the end of the year, and again, it just sits on your phone and is at the ready whenever people walk into one of our local partners.
And what was the thinking when you launched this 3 years ago to get this going?
So we know that craft beverage is a huge business, especially in Colorado. It's a $3 billion business in Colorado alone, and we know we have some great offerings. So it was just a wonderful way to entice some people from the Front Range to maybe come spend a weekend, come spend the night, and experience some of these wonderful craft beverage locations that we have and really show them off. And we think it's been extremely successful in driving people south, especially from Denver and the Front Range.
Now, let's talk about the economic impact that the craft this space occupies throughout the state of Colorado. This is big business.
It's big business. And again, we're just, I feel like our craft food and beverage scene is exploding. And this is just a great way for people to get out and try something new they haven't before. And again, drive that traffic to our local partners.
The website is crafts.visitcos.com if you want to get more information. And it looks like across the state, we've got more than 284 craft breweries statewide. Economic impact, $3
billion. $3 billion. And you know what? That number of breweries has probably changed just while we're sitting in here in the studio.
Yes, and there are several. I don't know. Do you happen to know, Dwayne, off the top of your head, how many there are in Colorado Springs now?
I want to say 39, but like she said, 2 more could have started up today without my knowledge. There's only been a couple of that have gone out, but if you can't find a brewery right now, you're not looking very hard because we have become, Colorado's kind of known as the Napa Valley of craft beer. So it has become a destination oriented place, and that's wonderful thing that Colorado, Visit Colorado Springs, they've been promoting it and helping us all, and it's just been wonderful for the area.
I'd like to walk through the beer brewing process, just a little education. From start to finish, roughly how long does it take?
Well, you have 2 kinds of beers. You have what's called a lager style, and then you have what's called an ale style. And the analogy I use is kind of like fishing. You have bass, and then you have trout. Bass like a little warmer water, and trout like really cold water. So a lager is brewed at colder temperatures, and that's what gives it that cold, clean crispness. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, it takes about 12 weeks for our lager to be ready. The ales is what most craft breweries do, because it takes equipment and time and everything else. Grain to glass is about 3 weeks. It's in the fermenters for a couple of weeks, and then we have to fine it and clarify it and carbonate it. And so grain to glass is about 3 weeks for an ale. So that's much quicker and a lot more flavor options it gives brewers to do.
And where in the process do you inject the flavor?
It depends on the beer. Like, for example, we do a couple of different chili beers. You know, me being born in New Mexico, we throw chili on everything. So we do a green chili breeze, which we put that in during the boil at like we do at various stages of hop additions, you know, for those deeper flavors, the aromatic qualities and things like that. But our red chili beer, since we use dried chilies, we put that in at the very end. So there's really not, again, this is where it gives brewers and, you know, like cooks so many different options. There's really no perfectly set way.
So it sounds like it's an art in a lot of ways.
Art and science. Mm-hmm. So much science, and 90% of it, everybody, oh, I want to be a brewer, but 90% of it's cleaning. When the artistic point comes out, it just kind of really makes you feel good about some creation where you've had this idea and you're able to bring it to fruition in this finished product.
It's kind of like cooking, maybe without a recipe, or, you know, you pinch of this, a dash of that. You kind of play around with it as you're, you know, making it your favorite meal at home, and you tweak it sometimes to get it just where you want it.
Absolutely, and it's personal. Flavors are so personal. Everybody has different tastes and stuff. So it's more like cooking up a big soup. Mm-hmm. And then you cool it down, then you put it into a container, you have to add yeast, and then the yeast eats the sugar, creates alcohol and CO2 gas, and then the next thing you know, you're putting it into bottles and putting smiles on faces.
So if I go into Rocky Mountain Brewery, how many beers are on the menu right now?
We have a 10-tap beer list. However, with the new laws changing, it was all this stuff that's ever evolving. As of January 1st, we're now able to sell packaged beer that we have in cans. We can actually open them up now and pour. So we probably have about 18 options at any one given point, but out on draft 10. I don't want them spending all their time reading 300 beer lists. I want them to
enjoy themselves.
Pick. Yeah, we have an option, and then let them enjoy it.
All right. Sounds exciting. And again, why don't you tell people, Chelsea, how they can get this app and how the program works?
Yeah, so it's a web-based app, and they can go to crafts.visitcos.com, and it'll be delivered directly to their mobile device.
Okay, and you got till the end of the year to use it.
Yes, sir.
Some of them are one-time use, others are multiple.
Correct. So it will say on the actual deal itself for each location if it's reoccurring or not. But again, like Dwayne, you can go in every single day and get a buy one, get one free.
Okay. 9:24. We'll continue in a moment. We've got a news update and more with Chelsea and Dwayne on KRDO's Extra. Renee is off today. She's back tomorrow. Chelsea Offutt, Director of Communications with Visit COS, is with us. And also, she brought a guest, one of our many crafts owners. We have the breweries in Colorado Springs, and it's such a burgeoning business. But Dwayne Lujan is with us, and I want to welcome you both back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, let's turn our attention just for a moment from the beers to some fun things that are going on in Colorado Springs, because it's the beginning of the summer season. People are looking for things to do. Give us some ideas of what we can do to entertain ourselves.
Always. There's always something to do here in Colorado Springs in the Pikes Peak region, and a few of the newer things people can enjoy. This year is the 90th anniversary of the Royal Gorge Bridge and Park, and they have a full summer of entertainment, but they just opened a brand new Via Ferrata course. And for people who are not familiar with Via Ferratas, they actually started in World War I and World War II as a way for troops to navigate the Alps and climb the mountains. So it actually means iron path in Italian, and it's a set of rungs that people actually climb more sideways rather than up. So they can actually do this on the side of the Royal Gorge.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is brand new, right?
Brand new. It opened May 24th. So we do have another Via Ferrata course here in the Pikes Peak region, and that's at Cave of the Winds Mountain Park, which opened last year. But a new addition to that course is at the very end is they have two zip lines. So if you do the Via Ferrata course, you actually get to zip two lines at the end of Cave of the Winds. Or if people don't want to do the Via Ferrata course, they can actually buy that zipline experience separately of the climbing experience.
Something I've never done, the zipline, but I know a lot of people love it.
Yes, I've done a few. And in fact, if people want to do the zipline at the Royal Gorge Bridge, it's actually the highest zipline in the country.
I imagine it is. Quite the thrill.
Yes, it is. I've done it. So it's definitely a bucket list experience.
Okay, well, what else is on the docket, so to speak, for things to do in the area?
Definitely. So Cheyenne Mountain State Park, the Dixon Trail to the summit of Cheyenne Mountain is now open. So it's about 3,000 feet in elevation gain. It's not, you know, it's not an easy hike. It's definitely a more challenging hike, but that's a great new experience. And if people don't want to navigate the entire trail to the summit, they can actually hike or bike to an area where it's about 2 miles up to the top. So it's just a new trail that's open and something new for people to experience. Also, Rocky Mountain Food Tours just launched two new food tours, and they are fabulous. They have a Prohibition-style history cocktail tasting tour, which I did, and it was fantastic. So it just talks about the history of Prohibition here in the Pikes Peak region and kind of the differences between Spencer Penrose at the Broadmoor and how he was an avid, enjoyed his alcohol. And then you had, you know, General Palmer, who we were a dry area when Colorado Springs was here. So it just goes into a lot of great history. It visits four or five different locations. And again, it's these craft cocktails and craft beverages. And they also have a new Pikes Peak Progressive Dinner. So again, this whole idea with Rocky Mountain Food Tours, it's a walking tour. You get a lot of history of the region and you get to visit four or five different locations that you may not have been to before.
And when does that food tour run?
Usually on the weekends. They have a number of different tours. They have a downtown, a delicious downtown tour. They have this new Pikes Peak Progressive Dinner Tour and then the cocktail tour. So now that it's summer, they definitely have ramped up their offerings, and it's usually every weekend, depending on which tour it is.
Sounds very interesting. Now we can get more information on your website?
Of course. Visit cos.com. We also have a What's New section. And again, if people follow us on social media, we talk about all these great new things to do here in the region.
How are we doing as far as tourism goes?
You know, things are looking really good. You know, anecdotally, we've heard from the hotels that things are looking good. I believe the most recent lodgers and automobile rental tax collections report is up year to date about 17% through March. So it's very promising. And now that we're here into summer and in the swing of things and have all these great new attractions and we have our crafts and drafts passport, it's just a number of ways to entice travelers here to the region.
Terrific. Anything else that you'd like to mention for folks listening right now, for some ideas on what they can do?
Definitely. So keep your eyes out. We have so many things happening at the zoo. We have a baby sloth that was born. We have these three lion cubs that were orphaned and are now calling the zoo home. And we're hoping in July that they're opening their brand new exhibit, which is Africa Water's Edge. And I don't know if you've heard, but they're actually going to let you walk on the beach with the penguins.
Whoa.
Yeah.
No, I haven't heard. I had not heard that.
I am so excited.
Do
so
I have to get in a tuxedo?
Maybe. But yeah, it's a whole new exhibit. If anybody remembers the older house where the hippos were. So that whole area is being redone and they're hoping for a July opening. And they're going to have a bridge where you can walk over the hippos and they're going to have lemurs. So we're really excited for that exhibit to open in July. But certainly there's always a good reason to visit the zoo and a new baby. And I don't know if you know that one of the giraffes is pregnant and we're on baby watch. So there's a live webcam that you can watch, and we're hoping here in the next couple of months we have a new baby giraffe.
How's the recovery going from them? I know they got quite a bit of damage from the hail last year.
They did get a lot of hail last year, and from what I've heard, you know, things are looking great up there and that construction is on track. And you know, I think they've done great things. They just had the run to the shrine. That's always a really special event for them. But they do a couple of cool things in the summer, too. They have two dates in July and August, and it's called Tales, Tunes, and Tapas. So it's adults only. It's a great date night. You go and you get to hear live music, and they have tasting of craft beverages and bites. And it's just a really fun way to experience the zoo, maybe without the kids.
It's America's only mountain zoo, as I recall.
It is. It is America's mountain zoo, and you definitely burn your calories walking up those hills around there. So that's always a good way to burn some calories.
All right, Chelsea, anything else that you'd like to mention for folks to do? You know, of course, we've got Garden of the Gods. You can go up Pikes Peak, all those kinds of wonderful things.
Absolutely. And, you know, Pikes Peak is now offering, they're doing the shuttle, but people can take private tours up the peak if they'd like. So Adventures Out West, Gray Line, they're offering those tours this summer. So if people want to enjoy the scenery, there's just so much happening. It's the Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center's 100th anniversary. They're doing a number of events. They're doing a special fashion exhibit, I believe, in September. So again, if people say there's nothing to do here, we would love for them to come to our website, visitcos.com. Stop by our visitor center. We have a visitor center that's open 7 days a week through the summer, 515 South Cascade. Come in and grab coupons, grab a vacation planner, talk to our great volunteers for ideas of things to do and see.
We'll continue in just a couple of moments. It is approaching 9:43 on KRDO. Renee will be back tomorrow. It's 9:46. Thank you for joining us. One more segment for the Extra today with Dwayne Lujan. He's the owner of Rocky Mountain Brewery, and Chelsea Offit, the Director of Communications with Visit COS. That is formerly the Colorado Springs Visitors and Convention Center. And their mission is to let everyone that doesn't live in the Colorado Springs area know what a great place it is to come and play around in the Colorado Springs backyard.
Definitely. Our mission is to bring more visitors to Pikes Peak, and we love people come and experience and visit our attractions and help support our local infrastructure. And there's just so many things to enjoy here. And again, this new Crafts and Drafts Passport, it's in its third year, and we just think it's a great way to help entice people from the Front Range.
Terrific. Dwayne, I understand what you're dog friendly at your place.
Yes, we're the only brewery in town that has a dog park next to our brewery. So you can go out there and let the dogs run around and have fun. Or if you want to bring them inside, as long as they're on a leash. We're very dog friendly, kid friendly, and everything else.
That's terrific.
And I don't know, we've had that for 8 years now. Mm-hmm. So,
and you've been in business 11, you said?
We just turned 11 on Thursday.
Okay. Now, tell me about what is the 15 pack? What's that?
Oh, this 15 pack. We've been canning for about, again, my timeline's maybe off a little bit, a year and a half, 2 years. But we now have two different kinds of 15 packs. We have one that has 15 different beers. We can 14 regular. Eight of them are classic beers. Eight of them, three are fruit beers. Two of them have won gold medals at the World Beer Cup. We're the only brewer in the world to ever win back-to-back gold medals in the same category with a different beer. And then we have another 15-pack where we have five different beers and three of each. So if you want to have more than one, you get that one. Or if you don't want to have the same beer twice, you get the other 15-pack.
I see.
And they've been at some local liquor stores are just really starting to pop up now.
You mentioned that there were some laws that were changed at the beginning of the year when it comes to beer, breweries, things like that. Now, are you able to sell and take it home with you now? You can, like, growlers and things like that?
Yes. Before, it was just growlers you were able to send out. If you had packaged beer, it was a to-go product, and you weren't able to go open them and give them a sample of them. As of January 1st and the ever-changing beer laws, December 31st, I was a criminal. January 1st, I'm a law-abiding citizen now if I open one. But it allows us a few more flavors that we might not have in tap. So it has been a nice change.
Okay, yeah. And we're seeing full-strength beer now in grocery stores. That's one of the changes that came along, too.
You know, I'm not sure who can't sell beer anymore. Everywhere I go, there's Everybody's selling beer, so it's a lot of wonderful outlets and give people an opportunity to make it convenient and find it at different places.
All right. Chelsea, for the benefit of those folks who may not have been with us at the beginning, let's go through how you can get the passport and what it's going to be good for.
Yes, definitely. So the third year of the Visit COS Crafts and Drafts Digital Passport, all you have to do is go to crafts.visitcos.com, put in your email address, name, and it will be text and emailed directly to your phone, and you just add it as a bookmark to your homepage, and you can access those deals. They're good now through the end of the year. Most of them are buy one, get one free. Some of them are reoccurring, like Duane offers a buy one, get one free every single day. Some locations are offering a free beer with an appetizer, so there are some food combos in there. And again, we even have 2 craft coffee houses and 3 wineries. So there's a number of different ways that people can enjoy the deals on the Passport.
Now, is everything that's going to be there already in there, or will there be additions as we go through the year?
You know, we know that there are a couple new distilleries coming online in the next couple months, and they've expressed interest. So certainly that number could always grow. But right now we have 21 participants. So we have a great number of local, diverse craft locations.
All right. Terrific. Well, I hope it's very successful. It was nice to meet you, Duane. Congratulations on 11 successful years, and here's to many more for you.
Oh, thank you very much. It's gone by so quickly.
And tell folks one more time how they find you.
The easiest way to find us, take Powers to Galley, go east on Galley 2 streets to the post office, make a right, go down to the end of the street. It will bisect with Terminal Avenue. We're right there on the right-hand side. There's a yellow food truck outside and a big blue metal building and an acre of land on the right there.
You're not too far from Peterson Air Force Base.
No, in fact, we have a very strong military support, and we typically let most of our, all of them, when they have their promotion parties and things, we never charge them. That's our way of giving back to the military. So they have all their events, promotion parties, TDYs. I'm not perfect with all the lingo, but they've been wonderful with us.
That's great. All right, Chelsea, let's give the address one more time for visit, so people can get the digital passport, please.
Yes, it is crafts.visitcos.com, and those deals are good now through the end of the year.
All right, and if you're ever looking for something to do in the Pikes Peak region, your resource is Visit COS because they can really help you out. You've got brochures there with different things that are going on in the community, correct?
Yes, I mean, we have events, we have itineraries, we have blog posts about different things to do, and certainly people can come into our visitor center located at 515 South Cascade, and we also have a hub in Acacia Park in the summer months, so if people want to stop in there, there's materials in there as well.
All right, terrific. Good to see you. We'll see you, get you booked again very soon with Renee.
Great, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. It's 9:52 on KRDO News Radio. Tom Martino, the troubleshooter, is coming up after our 10 o'clock news update. We've got the noon news at 12 o'clock, and then Dave Ramsey 1 to 4. It's all happening right here on KRDO.